Hi, moms. Welcome back to 9 to 5 Mom with the Pod. I am your host, Francesca, and today I want to talk about the part of entrepreneurship that nobody really talks about or posts about because it might be embarrassing. But I know that almost all of us feel it. It's that dark, deep middle where you're learning as you go, trying to get from point A to point B, and then you start thinking, maybe I am not cut out for this. So if you're building something while working a job, raising kids, or maybe you're doing both, this episode is for you. And I'm going to be really honest about this, what it actually feels like, this whole thing, what it actually feels like, what's going on under the surface when I say I can't do this, and how I'm learning to kind of get passed through and walk through that instead of just quitting and applying for another job. Let's talk about getting from point A to point B. Point A is where most of us start, right? You have an idea that is nagging you, and this is very in the dreamer phase. So you could see the podcast, you could see the content, the business that you want, the brand so clearly in your mind. And you're excited, right? You're like, yes, I want to start. I want to Google. I want to listen. I want to research. I want to watch and plan instead of just daydreaming about this idea. And point B is the version of you that you secretly dream about and that everybody sees afterwards. Like right now for me, this is the version that everybody sees. This is the point B for everyone. They're like, oh, she just created 9 to 5 Mom with a Pod and now she has a brand, right? And that point B for you, if you're in the dreamer phase, that might look like the version of you that has consistent income. You have a clear brand. You have a loyal audience. You have all these sponsors lined up. You have assistants. You have everybody. You got people bringing you coffee and you have all these systems that work. So you're not even reinventing the wheel every week. So we think it's as simple as we're going to get from point A to point B. But in reality, we always start at A and then we go through confusion, self-doubt, tiny wins, setbacks. What am I doing today? Small breakthroughs or no breakthroughs, more confusion. And then eventually maybe we get to point B. And for me, point A was when I really decided, I really want to talk about the modern mom experience. You know, what it's like to follow me on this business journey. I really want a podcast. I want to build this brand. And this idea developed over time. You know, I could see the aesthetics, the topics, the community, you know, you all see it in a bird's eye view. But the journey from that vision to actually consistently recording and showing up and editing the episodes, organizing the events and trying to monetize this brand, that whole middle part has been anything but a straight line. Absolutely not at all. And if you're in that same middle that I'm talking about right now, I want you to really just pat yourself on the back or just say yes out loud in the car or wherever you're at and just understand that you're not alone right now and you're not the only one who's feeling it. So you've probably heard the phrase learn as you go. Every single job that I've ever had and all the law firms that I've worked for, every time I've interviewed, they've always told me, you're gonna, you know, we're gonna train you. We're gonna teach you step by step how everything works. And you're always like, all right, you know, you go home, you get the job, and you're like, yeah, they said they're gonna train me. It's gonna be great. I'm gonna learn. And in reality, it's not that. It's more a learn as you go. I don't think I've had a job that I was fully sat down and trained. So then in one of my previous firms that I worked at, there was this paralegal, and she was brand new. And she was like, oh my gosh, you guys are gonna train me, right? And I said, well, I could sort of guide you, yes, because, you know, we were really slammed at the time. And I could guide you, but it's more of a learn as you go. And I'll never forget her face. She looked at me like if I had four eyes. And she's like, well, that's not what they said to me. They said that I was going to get trained. And I said, I don't know what to tell you. It's a learn as you go. You have to realize that learn as you go means that, yes, you're going to mess up a lot. Because that was a big deal for a lot of paralegals, especially when you're starting. You don't want to mess up. Oh my gosh, what if I mess up a filing? What if I mess up, you know, sending something to the judge or whatever? And I'm like, no, you're going to mess up a ton. And you're probably also going to be making decisions with incomplete information over and over. We had that all the time. We had attorneys that gave me the bare minimum of information, and you just have to learn as you go, figure it out. And her eyes were as big as saucers. And that's what I'm trying to teach you. This whole process, branding, content creation, this is not a linear path. This is all learn as you go. And for me, it looked very similar. Probably, it was probably as chaotic as I'm describing it. You know, there is no perfect time to record episodes or to release episodes for that matter even. Because let's say for me back then when I had a 9-to-5, I had to record episodes at 1 a.m. because that's when the house was finally quiet. And I'm listening to the episodes and thinking, oh my gosh, I sound so shitty. I probably have to re-record. And that was something I had to get adjusted to. Same thing with releasing the episodes. Like there were days that I couldn't release the episodes on every single Wednesday because, you know, that Wednesday my daughter got sick. You know, time was so unpredictable as a parent. And so if you're a parent, you understand this. And let's say talking about my offers, right? Like everything I've launched in my entire career, like offers or events, I've never felt ready for anything I've ever launched, even a podcast episode. I tweak things as I go, but nothing I've ever launched that I hit publish and I'm like, yes, I feel ready. Never felt that. So again, it was a learn as you go process. I made mistakes along the way and then I sort of tweaked them. And at the end of the day, you're probably going to end up doing the way you want to do it anyway. And that's the best way, to be honest, because that's authentic to you. And another thing that I did also is that I waited like half a year to have this perfect strategy for my brand before researching branding and sponsorships. And instead of just, hey, just make the mistake, send the email, learn as you go, and it is what it is. And my PR coach, Laura, she was like a few months ago, she goes, what's this hold up with the branding and sponsorships? And I was like, it has to be perfect. My media kit has to be the best. And then she's like, no, send that shit out. Send that shit out and learn as you go. Figure out the process first. So, you know, and again, you learn as you go. So now when people ask me, I'm like, I can kind of guide you, but I can't tell you exactly what you need to do. So with that in mind, think about your own journey for a second. Where are you learning as you go right now? What have you done in the last 6 months that you had no idea how to do a year ago? And a lot of us, and most of us, underestimate how far we've already come because we are focused on how far we still have to go. Nobody talks about that. I say this in every episode. And I'm not talking about a bad week. I'm talking about that really heavy, lingering feeling that maybe you're the problem. And it comes like, well, what if I'm not meant for this? It wouldn't, you know, like if I was really meant for this, it wouldn't be this hard. Or everybody else seems to be doing fine or flying past me or doing better than me. Or maybe I should just go back to what I was doing before. Or you could say things to yourself like, I do this every single week. What if my kids, what if my partner, what if my bank account are all paying the price for a dream that never pays off? Every single week I think about this. And I've had moments where I've looked at my numbers all the time or my bank account and thought, who do I think I am? Moments where I'm editing late at night and my eyes are burning saucers. And I'm like, nobody even asked me to do this. I chose this. Why did I choose this? And if you had those thoughts, that doesn't mean that you're weak. It just means that you're in the arena. The people who've never had these thoughts are usually the people who never risk anything. That's what's really happening. When you start saying, I'm not cut out for this, I say this every week to myself. That thing shows up on repeat like a vicious circle every single week. And a lot of the time, what's actually really happening is that it's not that I'm weak, it's just that I've hit a skill gap. And that could be the same for you. You've hit a skill gap. Like you've reached the edge of what you currently know how to do. And you're in that little gap. And it's more of like a timing gap, right? So now you want to harvest level results in seed planting season. And you might think, well, I'm not cut out for this. because maybe you had a launch and it flopped, but what you were really doing was you were trying to build trust. What you should be doing, excuse me, is that you should be building trust and you should be building your audience, and maybe it's just not ready yet. It doesn't mean that it fully flopped. Or your content isn't performing, but you're still experimenting with that new format. And yeah, maybe the algorithm is not going to know what to do with you yet. Or maybe you're just not making the money that you want. But in reality, your pricing, your offer, and your messaging just needs a little bit of refinement. Not an entire new identity. Just refinement. And the next time that you hear yourself think, well, I'm not cut out for this, try swapping that with, I've reached the edge of what I know, time to learn the next thing. Because struggle is not proof that you're not cut out for this. That's not what that is. Struggle is just proof that you're doing something incredibly hard. So that's how you try to survive the middle. But what you can actually do when you're in that little middle shitty phase that I like to call, I'm there every single week, even tonight after this episode or today. Redefine what success is for you this season. So ask yourself, giving my actual life right now, what does success look like this week? Maybe you only need to record one episode, not five pieces of content on every platform. Maybe you just need to document your evidence. I do this all the time like clockwork. I document everything. This is why I'm able to do these type of episodes with you, because every meeting that I had, I don't even care. I could have a meeting with my husband, with my team, with my PR. I always use Zoom AI to create a summary of the conversation that we've had, because I don't remember half the shit that we talk about. And I put those all, like every quarter, I do a little mini audit. And I go to a Perplexity or ChatGPT or one of those, pick an AI. I dump all of my transcripts and I'm like, give me a summary, give me an audit of what these last 3 months were like. And what do I need to improve on? And that's how I document my evidence. I do as much as I can. And I try to be very consistent with meeting with my team once a month to kind of go over where I'm lacking or I fell behind, like, you know, are there not enough podcast listens? Like, what's going on? Or you could just take screenshots like in your notes app. And I do this a lot too. If you're on the go kind of thing, you can use your phone and take screenshots or write down tiny wins that happened that day and just keep a mini record of it. Maybe something brave that you did. And on the days that you feel like you want to quit, you scroll past that same feed and you're like, oh my gosh, well, this year is a failure. I'll start again next year, a whole new brand, a whole new identity. You're going to be stuck on this vicious loop for years. Instead, just say, okay, what did I learn in the last 30 days that all I need to do is tweak? So entrepreneurship is this long journey, you know, but judging your journey, your whole journey off one bad month is very unfair to you. So let yourself pivot. You don't have to disappear. Let yourself pivot. Sorry about that. That was Amazon Prime, by the way. They just had to ring my doorbell when I was in the middle of the episode, middle of an inspirational moment. But anyways, let yourself pivot. Don't disappear. Don't start all over with a new brand, a new identity. You're allowed to shift your offers, to change them. You're allowed to switch your topics up a little bit, to spice things up. You're allowed to change up your strategy. This is all for you. Like, again, there is no secret to this. This is your journey. But what you're not allowed to do, which I have to also remind myself not to do, because it comes up every single week, and I'm probably going to think about this next week. So I need to remind myself and listen to my own voice when I'm saying this. Don't ghost yourself. Don't ghost this version of you. Don't ghost this dream because you're uncomfortable. So when you get a chance, write this down. One thing that you're proud of that you tried, even if it didn't work out, even I don't care. It's just one skill that you've built since you started this journey of yours. It could be a small step that you're willing to take this week even if it's a little tiny step. Just write it down. And if you're in your darkest part right now, the part where you're just very silently Googling jobs again, like I was, and wondering if you made a mistake. I see you. I see you. I feel you. And you're not alone in that. You're not broken. You're not weak. You're just in a stretch. But this is not the end. Look at me sounding like a motivational speaker. I think this is for you and for me as well. Like, I'm giving this advice to you guys, but I'm also want to take my own advice and remind myself of this every other week when I'm going to go through a very shitty pile, because I know it's going to happen. Like, I know that today I feel a certain way, but next week something's going to hit, you know, something always happens, unpredictable stuff with like my daughter's school, you know, someone gets sick. Like I got sick again this week and I also lost another 2 days of work. It's been like battle after battle every single week since January. And I'm just trying, the year is not even over and I'm still clinging on. So I hope that this sort of helped you a little bit, just to know that you're not alone. Like, I'm going through it as well. Like, I didn't figure things out. I'm not at the moon yet. Thank you for listening, for building alongside me, and for letting me be in your ears while you're figuring this out. If this episode really hit home, please send it to a mom friend who's building something, or a friend who's building something and might be secretly thinking that maybe she's not cut out for this. Maybe you've subscribed to our newsletter so you don't miss the next episode. If you haven't, please do that. And please come hang out with me also on Instagram so you could kind of see my behind the scenes life. But usually the newsletter is where I give, that's my bread and butter. That's where I give all of my trade secrets, so you can hang out there. And I'll talk to you in the next one. And remember, you're allowed to learn as you go. Getting from point A to point B is built one imperfect step at a time. Take care, and thanks for listening.